Yeah, and that's one of the most widely misunderstood, you know, misconceptions about the cars. I've had many people tell me, they say, oh, yeah, the car had seatbelts. That's the one thing it didn't have. But if you see the advertising for the Tucker automobile, they've stressed this car is safer than other cars on the road. And so it had things like it had a padded dashboard. And, you know, it's hard to imagine. Go back and look at any car from 1948, and the dashboard is like a jagged piece of cast iron. And, you know, Ralph Nader wrote an entire chapter in Unsafe at Any Speed about the second impact. You know, you get in a car accident, you hit something, and then you hit the dashboard. And that's where you got hurt. And Tucker knew that, so they padded the dashboard. He had the Cyclops headlight, the center headlight, which many people think is very odd. But Tucker believed, and many people did, that would help illuminate the roadway, especially as you're going around curves. And he wanted to put disc brakes in the car. Now, those didn't make it into the car, but he wanted to use them because they were, you know, in essence, more efficient and safer. And he wanted to put seat belts in the cars. And even his own people, they said, you know something, Preston, with everything else you're doing, we can stand with you. But no one will accept a car with seat belts because they thought that was kind of like if they handed out parachutes to people getting on board an airplane. They're like, you're admitting the car is unsafe when you put seatbelts into it. And they fought him on that one, and that was the one thing that he gave up on.